And as it's all drained, you see the shape. But look at this. There's that same very brown, bubbly stuff we saw yesterday in the Gulf under the Bay of St. Louis Bridge. So, you see it. I mean, it's raining oil. It is literally raining oil right here in River Ridge. Very heavy rainstorm came through, and you can see this is oil. Is this not crazy, dude? And you smell it. We're smelling the oil. It's everywhere. All the way on the city sidewalk, which means it's all over the grass. Just all over the street. Unbelievable. Melbourne is all everywhere. All over. Look at this. And it's thick over there. It's like we've seen in the Gulf. Foamy.
There are clearly some issues that our investigation has identified. And when the investigation is complete, we will draw the right conclusions. If there is any point...
with all due respect, you've had 59 days, and you're not exactly moving with fever pitch here. Do you believe BP was drilling the well following the best safety practices you were focused on reinvigorating when you were promoted to the position of CEO a couple of years ago?
I have no reason to conclude that wasn't the case. If I found at any point that anyone in BP put cost ahead of safety, I would take action.
While Tony Hayward faced tough questions from Republicans and Democrats alike, one lawmaker actually issued an apology to BP. Texas Republican Joe Barton said President Obama's demand for a $20 billion compensation fund amounted to a shakedown of the oil giants.
I'm speaking now totally for myself. I'm not speaking for the Republican Party. I'm not speaking for anybody in the House of Representatives but myself. But I'm ashamed of what happened in the White House yesterday. I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown. In this case, a $20 billion shakedown.
Did you consider this compensation fund for people who had lost their lives, lost their businesses, lost their environment, lost their ability to earn? Did you consider that to be a slush fund?
As we said yesterday, the fund is a signal of our commitment to do right, to ensure that individuals, fishermen, charter boat captains, small hotel owners, everyone who's been impacted by this is kept whole. That is what I have said from the very beginning of this, and that is what we intend to do. And as I said in my testimony, I hope people will now see that we are good for our word.
And can we take that as a no in response to my question, sir, that you did not consider this to be a slush fund?
I certainly didn't think it was a slush fund.
Even when grilled by Florida Republican Cliff Stearns, BP CEO Tony Hayward denied the spill was a result of reckless behavior, but acknowledged no one at BP has been fired following the explosion.
The people of Florida, when I talk to them and they say there's oil spilling on the coast, would it be appropriate to say that it's because of BP's reckless behavior? Yes or no?
It is a consequence of a big accident.
No, yes or no? Reckless behavior or not?
There is no evidence of reckless behavior.
So you're standing here, you're saying here today that BP had no reckless behavior. That's your position. Yes?
There is no evidence of reckless
no.
behavior.
No. Yes or no? You're saying BP has had no reckless behavior, is what you're saying to us.
I have seen no evidence of reckless behavior.
Okay, so you're on record saying there's been no reckless behavior. Has anyone in BP been fired because of this incident? Anybody?
Not
yes or no?
No so far.
No people have been fired. So your captain of the ship runs into New Orleans, spews all this oil, causes all this damage from Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and no one's been fired?
Our investigation is ongoing.
So let's say the investigation goes for 3 years. Does that mean you wouldn't fire anybody?
As the investigation draws conclusions, we'll take the necessary action.
New York Democrat L.A. Dengel asked Hayward about BP's other wells in the Gulf of Mexico.
How many other wells has BP in the Gulf?
I don't know the precise number, but it's a large number.
Give Give me a ballpark figure.
In the order of hundreds.
Okay. How can we be assured that the same thing won't happen with one of the other wells? How can you give us assurances that what happened with this well won't happen again to several hundred wells?
The other wells that I'm referring to have all been drilled and completed and are secure.
So you are saying that all the other wells that BP has, something that happened to this well could never happen again in any of those other wells?
All of the other wells that I'm referring to are wells that have been completed and are secure.
So is that the same assurance that you had said that you were going to, with a laser, make safety a priority? Is this the same kind of assurance that you're giving us now?
I have, throughout my tenure, been very explicit about the priority of safety in BP. It is the first word I utter every time I talk to any group of people in BP. The fact that safe and reliable operations is our number one priority. And we have made very significant changes to our processes, to our people, and invested very significantly into the integrity of our plants and equipment over the last 3 or 4 years.
Mr. Hayward, let me just say with all due respect, I, like everyone else here and everyone else in America, is thoroughly disgusted. I think you're stalling, I think you're insulting our intelligence, and I really resent it.
I'm talking about political organizations. We're talking about institutions that are financed all over the world. Huge, powerful financial empires. That's what I'm talking about, not the people. So I grew up understanding that there was a whole system in operation, and I decided at the ripe old age of 18, when I left home to come to California, I wanted to be on my own and do my own thinking. And I started out immediately collecting and reading books on Nazism, the communist movement, the philosophies, all the different occult sciences. And it only it became apparent to me that the entire world system is corrupt. So what we have today on the world scene, we call them world governments and United Nations with all the different governments represented. In point of fact, what we're seeing is gang wars. We got the Crips and the Bloods and the East Side Gang and the West Side and this group and that group. And today we call them nations. No, they're only gangs. They're all corrupt, money-grubbing, and so consequently, what goes around comes around. And we're seeing the complete breakdown of law and order around the world, and I believe that there is a divine retribution coming, and this is what I'm trying to do, is make people aware that do not put your faith and trust in man in whom there is no salvation. Do not look to your religious institutions for any spirituality. They don't have any. I don't care what it is, they don't have it. The very word church, the word church is an English word from the King's English. It goes back to a word in Scottish, kirk, K-I-R-K, is church in English. Kirk in Scotland goes back to a Roman goddess, Circe. Circe goes back to a Greek goddess in Greece called Circe. Circe gave birth to Roman Circe. Roman Circe gave birth to Scottish Kirk, and Scottish Kirk gave birth to English word church. So consequently, when you go to church, just remember, it goes back to Mother Circe in Greece. Circe, if you go back to the library and get some books on Greek mythology, it will tell you that her name gives birth to what we call the church today. And Mother Circe was able to hypnotize people and bring them into her home, hypnotize them, and so that they would lose their mind and become animals, and then she would feed off of them, eat them, and feed off of them. That's Greek mythology, Mother Circe. So consequently, Mother Church has done just that. She has hypnotized people, brought people into her house, and consequently lives off of them. One of the most important financial institutions in the world is the Roman Catholic Church, and all the other churches like the Mormons and Seventh-day Adventists and Christadelphians and Jehovah's Witnesses are trying to catch up with. Consequently, all you need to do is just go see Godfather 3, and it will tell you, that's a true story, Godfather 3, about the killing of the Pope, when the propaganda duet, the P2 Lodge of Freemasonry, had to get rid of the Pope, because he was a good man. That particular Pope was a good man, and he wanted to try and straighten out the church.
Have I stood there amazed and asked as I gaze if the glory exceeds that of ours? Forgive me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range where the deer and the antelope play, seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
False passports, false ID, and slip them out of Europe and send them to Central America, South America, Uruguay, and Paraguay, which incidentally those two countries were founded by Jesuits. Probably some of the most powerful criminal syndicate in the world is the Jesuits.
Okay, so this is the Norm L, and this is Kootenai Co-op Radio, and this is Tyler playing tonight. And if you're looking for Ben, he's playing next Thursday night. And yeah, we don't really listen to each other's shows, but he puts it on the interweb, which is nice. I think he'll let you know all about the site to go to, but you can also listen to it at kootenaicoopradio.com. On the interweb, all over the place. Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan. Thank you, Diva Pramal, and Tibetan Bells, Ravi Shankar, Sufi Chants, and everyone listening and calling. You can call in at 352-3706 with a 250 prefix. Back to the show. The Norm L, 107.5 in New Denver, 101.5 Vatican, 93.5 Nelson, and 96.5 on the ferry.
gam ganapataye namah om 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 Gam Ganapataye Namah
was a youth at younger youth. Me know if you pull down a 28, and me know if you pull up a 9mm. Me never know if you pull down M16. I ran for me, watch that man. You understand? My first stage, I wanna be a bad man. But watch Jimmy the Cliff, the harder they come. When me there come to yourself, Mary, and tell myself, they say me grow up, me wanna be just like Jimmy Cliff. And the harder they come, me push it. That's why they call me bad man.
Watch it, watch it.
Yeah, watch it now. So this is Warrior One with Bad Like Jimmy Cliff with Tibetan Bells. So this is Dubsworth with Looky Here. And yeah, with the Tibetan Bells on the Normal. We'll be right back.
out the Nazis here in America.
You know, we went to the moon, supposedly, with good old American ingenuity, like Dr. Werner von Braun and all those other Nazi fascist murderers that came here who are making money off of this people. And we, I just amazed when I watch the space shuttle taking off and you see all...
This is the station where the Nermals can be released here on the Norm L. 93.5. Nelson, BC, Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Oh,
se può passare via.
Show, here we are. We've got some shamanic chants from Indonesia and Ecuador, and some Amen Tobin before that. This is DZ with the track is called Star Chaser. This is the Normel. I'm your host, Tyler. We're here every Thursday night from 10 till midnight. It's 11:15 and 50 seconds in the PM. And, yeah, the forecast looks good. Rain and warmth. What more can you ask for? Time to jump in the lake. This is Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 in Nelson, BC on the CJLY.
My way, brother, and I'm not fucking in like you think.
Okay, gonna need a break after this track. Here we go. Nirmalema.
Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
11:44 and 11 seconds here on the normal, and it's about 15 minutes and 37 seconds left the show officially, and then it's Jay with After Dark, my dark brother. Yeah, just another great show coming up here on the Norm, or after the Norm L, on Kootenai Co-op Radio. You can hear us live right now on 96.5 FM on the ferry, and 101.5 in the Vallecan area, Passmore even, and 93.5 Nelson, 107.5 New Denver. We'll be right back.
take this thing lying down. Let's beat him up.
Take off and everyone's applauding. I think, what are you applauding for? You ain't going anywhere. The hell you applauding for? If they're going somewhere, you're not going, that's for sure. You can pay for it, but you ain't going. You ever thought about how much pollution? I mean, poisonous, toxic pollution that pours out of the back end of a Saturn booster, how much poison is poured out of that into our atmosphere every time they shoot one of those things? Nobody, most people don't think about that. Think about this world, because if you're going to call out to God, you better get it straight. Because there are too many times in the scriptures, and I again have to re-emphasize my appreciation for the divine principles in the scriptures. I believe that there is a profound story, especially in the New Testament. I think that the New Testament is a redemption story. But most people have no idea in the world what redemption means. Well, as a classic example, how many Christians understand what Christ means? I mean, you can't talk, you know, I hear Christians talking all the time about Antichrist, and they haven't got the faintest idea what Christ means. How many people know what the word Christ means, the where it comes from? I mean, how many Jews talk about the Holocaust and haven't got the faintest idea in the world what a Holocaust is? Oh, a Holocaust is a terrible tragedy. Oh, it's a big fire or something like that. Terrible something. No, no, no. That's not what a Holocaust is. A Holocaust, according to the actual research documents, means a sacrificial, ritualistic burnt offering. When Abel and Cain and Abel in the Bible offered up a sacrifice to God, the word in the Hebrew Bible is they offered up their holocaust to God. So a holocaust is a ritualistic, sacrificial, burnt offering.
life.
Still is the Norm L. 12:05 and 30 seconds. The date is June 25, 2010. And the volcano is still spilling into our Mother Ocean. My, oh my. Stop. We must stop this.